Your advice single-handedly broke up my marriage. You're an awful person.
You're 24 years old. Why would I listen to you? Why would you be giving therapy and advice to people who clearly need it? It doesn't make any sense, Ari. This is a horrible idea.
You're listening to
Unlicensed
Therapy with Ari Manis.
Ari Manis, are you the founder of Friday Beers?
No.
You look like you could be.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'll take a business, man.
Yeah. No, I have nothing to do with the business, actually.
Nothing?
Nothing.
So you don't get a chunk of it?
I'm sure I got a little equity in the mix, but I don't.
You don't even know?
Huh?
You don't even know?
No, I do.
Oh, you do have equity. Yeah, okay, yeah. So you're one of the owners.
Yeah, I guess if you want to say that. But
equity owner.
Yeah,
true. Well, if you quit right now, if you're like, I quit, I want nothing to do with this. Do you still have equity?
I think so, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
You're going to be rich. You're probably already rich.
No, fuck.
How much money do you have right now? What's your net worth? Go.
It's like $2.5 million, yeah.
You're rich?
No. What's yours?
About 100K, I think.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's more
I
than
mean,
me.
It's not good, but it's good for a loser comedian, if that makes sense. Most people would be like, who cares, 100K? But in our world?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You could live for 10 years.
Yeah.
If you had to.
Yeah, if I were living in a tent.
Yeah.
Or if I moved to Wisconsin or something. Where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts.
You look like Wisconsin.
Really?
Because you're freaking cute.
Thanks, man. Where are you from?
Yeah, San Diego.
Oh, cool. Nice. When'd you come out here?
10 years ago. I'm old. I'm 33. I came out here. You're 23?
24.
I came out here when I was like 22. And just kind of been wasting away slowly but surely.
Yeah, that's how it
still
feels.
Here.
Yeah, I've been here 2 years and it's...
2 years?
It feels like forever.
Dude, you're so funny and talented.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
2 years
in
L.A.? That's cool. Yeah. Were you doing anything comedy-related before you got here?
Yeah, I was doing open mics in Boston, and I was making sketches with my buddies.
But, nice. Were you discovered out there, or were you discovered here by Friday Beers?
I was discovered out there. Max Barrett, who's started Friday Beers with his brother Jack.
I know nothing about it, to be honest.
It was started by three brothers, Jack, Barrett, Max, and Sam Barrett. It was, initially memes, and then they wanted to put a face or faces to the memes,
Like, and who's the dude that looks like Ashton Kutcher?
That's Will Angus.
Well, that's Will Angus.
Yeah, we got hired by them, by Max, at the same time.
You were friends before?
No, I never met him.
Got it.
And then I was a senior at UMass.
Got it. You guys have such good chemistry on camera.
Thank you. People say all the time that they're surprised when they're like, oh, yeah, you guys haven't known each other for your whole lives.
Are you guys friends in real life now, or do you guys dislike each other?
We're best friends, yeah.
You are best friends.
Yeah,
through work, you found a bestie.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But do you guys still fight about things, or no? Have you guys gotten ever little scruffles?
Both. Our version of fighting is that we just get, quiet and angsty.
Yeah.
For, a day.
And then does one of you go, it's cool, man. We'll do whatever you want. It's probably creative differences, I assume.
Honestly, no. We don't really have that many creative differences. We're kind of on the same page with things. It's just like when someone's in a bad mood.
Got it. So one of you is just menstruating.
Yeah,
and
pretty
it gets
much.
Out a little bit.
Yeah.
You're a moody little boy.
Yeah.
What about, do you ever get, because to me, I know you have not that you're famous, but you have fairly decent little following. Do you ever get women sliding in your DMs that want a piece, want to crack at you?
Rarely. Mostly dudes.
Yeah, I imagine it's mostly dudes. But still.
There's the occasional woman, and it makes me feel
nice. Happy. And are you single?
No, I have a girlfriend.
Oh, got it. See, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're like, cool.
Yeah.
Later. Do you respond and say, hey, I have a girlfriend, or do you ignore them?
I ignore it.
Ignore completely.
Yeah.
Smart, man.
Yeah.
That's what the girls want you to do.
Yeah.
I lost a girl by not doing that.
Really?
Yeah. And I regret it.
Yeah, now I don't check anymore, usually.
You checked mine.
That's true. But yours showed up. You know how Instagram has the hidden DMs?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about that for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I checked that 6 months ago, and I was like, oh, my God, I've been not responding to so many people.
Did you miss any great opportunities?
Yeah, probably. I can't think about off the top of my head, but there's definitely a few comics where I'm like, they probably just think I'm a dickhead.
Yeah, so I didn't even know, when I first saw your videos, I didn't know you did stand-up, and then I saw you do stand-up, too, which has more importance in your life, your sketch videos or your stand-up, or equal?
I mean, I like them both the same, I would say. Mm-hmm. Maybe sketches a little bit more, because sketches are more successful for me than my stand-up.
Sure.
Which was a switch, because, when I was in college, I think I was getting more stage time and you know, $20 bar show, but I was like, I'm making money doing stand up.
Yeah.
And then sketches is what pays the bills now. So
that's pretty dope. Full time.
Yeah.
Do you have any side hustles?
No, I wish I did.
Not anything? You don't have like a drop shipping company or maybe an Airbnb unit?
I would love to be a landlord. That would be so fun.
What about merch? Do you sell any shirts?
No, but I think we're going to, I mean, that's all through the company.
Right.
So, but we might start some merch for our pod.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, what about pod money?
Pod money, that's been pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I do a podcast with Will too. Mm-hmm. And it's just us kind of doing characters and weird stuff.
I haven't watched the full episodes, but I've seen the clips, and some of them were really funny. Like
the
backyard thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just like you guys being racist.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was one like that, but I bet one.
Yeah, that's like 90% of the episode.
Yeah, I was going to ask, this is a gay question, lame question, sorry. but what's like the process to think of a sketch for you guys or a podcast bit? Because those podcast things, like the planned scenarios, are kind of like improv games.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you guys think of those?
I don't know. I smoke
meditation.
Weed. Yeah.
Smoke weed and meditation?
Yeah. I smoke weed to the point of a panic attack and then try to think of funny little ideas.
If one bombs, because I imagine some of your ideas, they're not all winners, right?
No, most of them aren't.
So if you guys film a sketch or a podcast bit and you're both like, eh, do you still put it out or no?
It depends. Usually no. I mean, the podcast, we film it, and then it's just, we'll put it on the actual show, because whatever, you know, it's just fodder. But if it's that bad, we won't clip it and put it on Instagram or anything.
Yeah, If it's not. But what about the sketches?
Oh, well,
are there a lot of ones, those, that are just canned?
Yeah. And then usually the ones that we just fuck up or it wasn't as funny as we thought, we'll just use it on the pod.
Oh, you'll just plug it. Here's one that we kind of wasn't worthy to go on TikTok, but here, we'll put it on the pod.
Yeah, all our trashed ideas are kind of, or just things that are too dumb to actually make a sketch out of, can do it a 30-second character.
Got it. So the pod's for the diehard fans that are like, hey, you want the failed ones too?
Yeah.
You want to see what goes through our brains?
Yeah.
Come on here.
Last episode was all failed ones, and we failed them again on the pod.
They double failed.
Yeah, it was rough.
What about touring? I see you're doing some of that, right?
Yeah, I'm just starting to do some of that.
Has that been fun?
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully we do more of it in the future. But, I mean, like, stand-up touring. I mean, we tour as a company and go to events and college football games.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah. With, like, sponsorships and stuff.
You're a rock star.
Dude,
you're opposite. Living a rock star life. That's rock sick. Could I, at 24, if I was doing what you were doing, I'd still be unhappy, but it's like, at least I'd have cool shit to talk about.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the happiness levels stay the same, but I'm like, I can tell people I'm doing something this weekend.
Yeah. Are your parents proud of you, or do they think you're a loser?
I think they're proud of me. I don't think they have any idea what's happening, but they're like,
because it's the internet. Now, if they're like, but you're not on TV.
Like,
yeah, but I'm still doing cool things, so I guess.
Yeah, my mom likes it a lot. So does my dad. My mom will talk to me and give me her thoughts on the sketches.
Do you like that, or are you like, shut up, I don't want to hear it?
It's funny. It's funny to hear what a grown woman's perspective
would
be.
Maybe you could get her do that live on the podcast.
That would be fun.
She could call in and
do
live things. I wrote some good questions because I don't have a good enough memory. Well, actually, I don't know if they're good questions, but I wrote some questions, interview questions, titled it Liam Question.
Yes.
How famous do you want to be?
Good question.
Yeah. If you had, you know, I could be this person. Do you want to be a movie star? Do you want to be an A-list movie star? Do you want it to be internet-based? Do you want to have a cult following? Do you want to be Mark Wahlberg?
I want Nick Swardson's career.
Love Nick Swardson.
Yeah, that's where you get to just make movies with your friends and then just tour stand-up.
He's more in the crew, but he's not the face of the crew.
Yeah, and he gets to write still.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems... And then he's, you know, Reno 911. Doesn't have to be the main character, but he gets to just be this funny
Terry?
Fucking...
Yeah. Do you know Nick?
No, never met him.
I'll introduce you.
Fuck yeah.
Nick's
thank
great
you,
guy.
Dude.
Really good guy.
Yeah, I would love to meet him.
Loves young, hot boys.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Loves young, hot, funny boys.
Yeah.
He's a young, hot... He used to be a young, hot, funny boy.
That's
now
true.
He's
he was
an old fucking schlub. No, he's great.
He got famous when he was 20, right?
Yeah, his... I don't want to butcher his story, but he got famous off of his Comedy Central Presents, I feel like. But he was, I think, known in the comedy community a couple years before that. But he, his manager at the time was Barry Katz. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's like a legendary comedy manager who he's kind of repped a lot of big comics, but they all kind of leave him once they blow up. Mm. But he had like Dane Cook in his prime, Whitney Cummings, Bill Burr, Nick Swardson, I think Dave Chappelle, a lot of huge comics. Anyway, he was a comedy manager. He owned a comedy club in New York called the Boston Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
And he had Nick Swardson, and they wanted to submit for Comedy Central Presents, a half hour. But Nick didn't have his half hour on tape, so Nick recited his half hour of stand-up into, like, a voice recorder, and they sent that in as a submission, and he got it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and then that special blew up.
Yeah.
And Nick was doing theaters.
That was so fucking funny, yeah. That first 30 minutes.
So good. I have a picture of me when I was 16. I went and paid to go watch Nick, and I got a picture with him after the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I opened for him, like, 6 months ago at the Hollywood Improv. I showed him that picture. I was like, hey, full circle.
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah. He's a rock star. Do you think, okay, you have a lot of comedic timing and ability, in my opinion.
Thank you.
You have clearly a smart guy, a lot of awareness, business savvy. Do you think you could be pranked?
Yeah.
Yeah. That you wouldn't pick up on it?
Yeah.
And have you been?
I don't know if I have yet. Yeah, I'm pretty skeptical, so it's...
I don't think I could be pranked. I think I'd pick up on it.
I'm thinking punked right now.
I don't think I could be punked. I think I would know someone was trying to punk me.
Yeah, I which is egotistical to think.
Yeah, but I'm an egomaniac.
I would be like, yeah, this is the life.
I mean, obviously, like, it is theoretically possible, but I think it's just very unlikely. I'm not saying, like, there's 100% chance, there's no way in hell I'll ever be pranked. But it'd have to be really good.
Yeah.
Money would have to go into it.
Yeah, yeah, there would have to be a production. The actors would have to be good. Because if I could tell someone's just fibbing to me, I'm gonna be like, I don't like this at all.
But so what do you think? You think you could be pranked, or it'd be really hard too?
I think it would be hard, but I think it could be done. Yeah.
Do you ever do pranks?
Not really. We did.
You're not really a prank guy.
No, we tried. We went to, again, like a bunch of colleges last year. And so when we were at Penn State, we did this. Me and Will did this. I guess it's a prank. I don't know. But we dressed up in Letterman jackets and we tried to go get into frat houses and just, you know, just like make up shit. It was kind of improv.
That's really funny. Did it come out good or no?
It was all right. I don't know. It was like not fun to do.
So uncomfortable.
It was so uncomfortable. And the funniest thing that happened out of it, though, is because we have a big college base. So a couple of the houses that we went to, the dudes saw us and were like, hey, oh, I know what you're fucking doing. And then we're like, oh, cool. What's up? Would you mind if we just did it anyways? And then you guys can riff and we'll just make it look real. And one time we did that and there's two dudes at the door and they said, yeah, sure, that's fun. So we're doing the whole bit, trying to get in, saying, yeah, I know Chester and all this bullshit. And then their other buddy, who does not know that this is a bit, comes out and just starts getting real homophobic real quick. And
oh, are you guys pretending to be gay too?
No, we're like saying we'll do gay stuff to get into the house and stuff. So maybe we were being it too, but who knows?
No.
And
I love that.
This kid just like starts screaming at us, all this shit. And I'm looking at their friends and thinking, this is great. This is perfect. And then we walk out and the kid's, you know, shoving us to get out. And we're walking down the little alleyway to get out. And then our camera guy comes out and we dap up his other friends. And the kid's face just goes white. And he was like, ha, ha, ha. Dude, that was hilarious. That was fun. And I was like, you didn't know. You were not doing a bit. And then we just blurred his face out. But it's up. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I wish you unblurred it. You guys are nicer than I would have been.
Yeah.
I would have waited a few months so he thinks he's safe.
Yeah.
And then, I guess they're not putting it out there. It was too much.
Yeah.
And then, boom, put it out there.
But looking at his face, I felt that he had learned a lesson. And he was 20. I'm like, ruin this kid's fucking life.
Damn. You're right. It's nice. I don't know. I don't know if I would have that same level of maturity.
Yeah. I mean, when we did like man on the street shit too. We would film someone drunk, and then they would say, please take this down.
And you would.
I'm in law school.
Okay, you got it.
I was like, oh, no, it did well. Who cares? It's just a person's life.
Yeah, you're such a nice guy.
Yeah, I don't do any of that stuff
if
anymore.
If you begged me to take this down, no, I would. Would you make out with a man if it was funny enough?
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
Would you need to be paid, or if it was just funny enough? No money would come from it necessarily. Obviously, maybe if it did good, but it was just a really funny script.
Yeah.
I wrote the best script for us to make out in.
Yeah.
You'd do it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. for sure. If it's, you ever seen the cucumber sketch? I think that's what it's called.
No, is that one of yours?
No, it's, fuck, I forget who made it. I feel bad. But it's a sketch where just two dudes start making out at a dinner. And it's the funny, and it's a hard makeout.
Oh, God.
Where you're like, oh my God, but it's so fucking good. Sometimes.
I wish I had that. I just think it'd be so funny if I was able to make out with a man just out of random places.
Yeah.
Just start making out with men.
Kissing dudes is fun. Every great comedy has two dudes kissing. That's the joke.
But it's got to be making out hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be aggressive.
Man.
It's got to be really aggressive or really soft and cuddly. And no in between. Those are the two things.
Yeah. If you guys just did a video where you put out, maybe you made out for an hour straight by a fireplace as that, like a commercial for a drink.
Yeah.
If you and Angus did that.
That would be fun.
Be good. Maybe AI could do it. Have you used AI in any of your productions?
We tried. So we did. We would ask ChatGPT to, we'd give them a scenario, you know, write a musical from the perspective of OJ's glove. And then we went out, got a big trash bag glove looking thing, put Chet's face in it, and did it. And we did a few of them. They were fun to do. But everything was more absurd than funny. There was no actual funny jokes. AI didn't give us any funny punchlines. It was just, they would really do it. Mm-hmm. And we filmed it, put it out, and it just did nothing. So we thought, hey, that was a huge lift production-wise. It sucked. But we sat at a table and like filmed us asking it and then
and then doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it sucked.
Okay. So didn't work. But what about AI and just as far as like post-production stuff? Do you guys use it at all?
Not really. Not that I know of. Mm-hmm. Have you?
No. Not really. Today I made a... I did. I did one where I used the voiceover.
Okay,
like a robot voice or something.
I'm sure we've done something like that, maybe.
What is there anyone at your company that kind of regulates what you guys do? Has there ever been someone like, hey, that's too much. We can't... You guys crossed the line with this one.
No, not really.
We can't put that out, no.
I mean...
Creative control type stuff.
Yeah, we have a... The sketch team is Tyler Falbo, who I think you've talked to before.
Okay.
He's our director for the YouTube stuff. And pretty much he'll green light, you know, stuff. Max has a say in the stuff too, but we just, if
they
it's
let
really,
you run with it.
Yeah, we're not going to do something that's way over the, if it's really
funny.
Yeah,
you guys aren't that edgy necessarily, but no. I'm saying if you were like, hey, this is hardcore right here.
Yeah. We'd do it and just make sure that there's no brands in it so we don't get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we have a lot of freedom, which is very nice.
Do you have a dream brand that you'd like to work with?
Good question.
That you'd love to make a commercial for or something?
I love Goldfish so much that if I got a...
Better than Cheez-Its, you think?
Yeah. I know that's a childish opinion. Some people say Cheez-Its are for adults, Goldfish are for kids. But,
oh, interesting theory. Yeah. They're both good.
Yeah.
I think if I had to pick, I'd go... Between classic Goldfish and classic Cheez-Its, I'd go Cheez-Its.
Yeah. Or like a sunscreen, because I use a lot of sunscreen.
Every day do you sunscreen up?
If I'm outside for a while.
Today, do you have some on right now?
No.
No.
But
if you knew, if we were going to the beach, you'd definitely put it on. If you didn't have it, if I was like, hey, we don't have any sunscreen, would you be like, I'm not going?
Yeah, I would say I can't be outside then.
You cancel. You wouldn't even go for 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes?
I could do 10, 15, depending on the UV.
But you wouldn't be like, it's not worth it.
Yeah,
why go to the beach if I can only go for 10 or 15 minutes?
Yeah, the punishment of the sunburn would be way too
Are you a ginger?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, like, it's like brown hair.
Yeah. Growing up, were you a ginger?
And yeah.
Now you've morphed into brunette a little bit?
I had reddish, blondish hair growing up and more freckles, oddly.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But people consider me a ginger.
Yeah, you look like a normal guy now, but when I look at you closely...
Yeah, you can
see. It's pretty obvious. You used to be a ginge.
Yeah.
Skin. Or is that, is there a N-word for gingers? Or is ginger the N-word for gingers?
It's pretty much that, yeah.
Yeah, redhead.
Or the N-word, depending on what you look like. There's some black people with red hair, too. Yeah.
You all, how much money would it take for you to stop what you're doing in your life and work at McDonald's for a year? How much would you have to be paid? You wouldn't be allowed to do any comedy for the year.
For a year?
Yeah. Maybe, let's just go with this scenario.
$5 million.
$5 million, you work at McDonald's for a year?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sell out.
I know.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
What's your
number? $5 million? It'd have to be, But it has to be so much money that it's like generational wealth.
True.
For me.
But it's a year. Then you have $5 million. Then you can go back to doing comedy after, right?
Yeah, I guess. But it's just like I'd probably, if I had $5 million, I'd be, that's just enough money to make me not want to do comedy again.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So is it worth it selling out for $5 million?
True. Just write.
And I'd have to work at McDonald's.
Just, I'd fuck off while I was working at the McDonald's and just write.
No, you have to work there full time.
Yeah, but can I just be like thinking ideas?
I guess you could think of them.
Yeah.
I can't stop you. $5 million. No, for me, it'd have to be 20, I think.
20? Fuck, 20 now I feel million. Like a hack.
No, it's okay. You don't, listen, I have 100K, so yeah, I don't true. Need any money.
Yeah.
Give me a pro tip.
A pro tip?
Yeah, I'd like a pro tip from you.
Hmm. In comedy or life?
Both.
Greatest pro tip ever is just jack off and then think about it and then make the decision.
Interesting.
That's, I was told that in my youth and I carry that to this day.
Do you jerk off a lot?
Sure.
Twice a day?
No, not that much, I guess.
It's not a lot at all. Do you do it once a day?
Yeah.
That's very average.
Really?
Yeah.
Twice a day?
I'm 3 times a day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, are you using porn every time?
Yeah. Wow. I'm a pornography addict.
What do you like?
Everything. Yeah, pretty much everything. That also not, was not a problem everything. In my last relationship.
Oh, really?
But I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Now I kind of fibbed a little bit. I was 3 times a day. Now I'm 1 time a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only because I'm consciously trying not to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I can't do 3 times a day anymore.
Well, here's the question. How long are you jerking off for? How long are you watching porn for?
Not long. 10, no. 15 minutes.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Because there's some dudes...
Who do hours.
Yeah. And that's yeah. fucking wild.
Then you have then you have like it's affecting your day-to-day life, your yeah. work, your career.
Yeah.
Things like that. But once a day is probably healthy, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Do you watch porn every time?
Not every time, no.
No. Is your girlfriend okay with you watching porn?
We've never talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Shit. You've just never asked?
No.
You've never been curious? What if she hated it? I guess if she didn't want you to, she would say, by the way, I don't want you watching porn.
Yeah. I don't think... I think that conversation might just never happen with us, to be honest.
If she told you, hey, I don't want you to watch porn, would you be like, anything for you, babe?
Mm-hmm. I would say I get it. I don't want myself watching porn. It's yeah. not great.
Yeah, you
it's...
never. I never finish a session, whatever you want to call it, and think to myself, what a good idea yeah. that was.
Oh my God, glad I saw that.
I feel
that.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, I feel no. good about that.
Yeah, sometimes I'll quit porn and just see how long it can go.
What's your record?
3 months.
3 months, nothing? Mm-hmm. You have a lot of willpower and discipline.
Not really.
I'm surprised you're not ripped.
I have willpower for weird things.
Mm-hmm.
And then just it evaporates for other things in my life.
I think it'd be kind of like the guy, Rob McElhenney, is that his name?
From McElhenney.
McElhenney. If you got jacked, it'd be pretty funny.
Yeah. I think, dude, Angus is fucking lifting now.
He is.
And he's getting big.
Just go with him.
I know, but... I don't want to.
I guess you don't want to have 2 jacked guys.
Yeah.
You need one. You can't have more than one. But what if you go the opposite and you try and get really fat?
I'll go full Farley. That's what I was thinking. Like I could really
That'd
let it go.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And then you guys could try and reverse it.
Yeah.
You get jacked, you get fat, and then the next time you try and do the opposite.
My willpower is like when I think I should go work out or do something, then I think, well, if you sat down and wrote a little bit, then you don't have to. My brain's like, okay, cool. So instead of working out and stuff, I'll do the other shit.
To make yourself feel fulfilled or productive. What if you did both, like the McDonald's thing, while you're working out, you're brainstorming?
Fuck, I should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get jacked. I need to get jacked.
My social anxiety at the gym is rough.
I need to get a revenge body. But wait, socially, you don't need to talk to anyone at the gym. You could be by yourself.
But I like to smoke before I work out.
Uh-huh.
And then I walk in and I think everybody's looking at me and they can see my penis. Through my shorts, and they know.
So you got to build a private gym.
Yeah.
What's your living situation like?
I live with my roommate Jason, who's an editor at Friday Beers. So we worked together. Nice. But I didn't meet him until the day I moved in.
But you knew he worked at the company you were working with.
Yeah.
So did they find your housing then?
No, we found it. Yeah.
Just all worked out.
Yeah, he found it. I really didn't do anything. Wow. I just moved into it.
And do you need a roommate, or you just like having a roommate?
I probably need a roommate.
Got it.
Unless I found a really cheap single, but I like having a roommate too. It's kind of nice, yeah.
What about with the girlfriend situation? That doesn't make it weird?
No, not really.
Does she have a roommate too?
So she just graduated, but she had a bunch of roommates, and now she's moving into a new place with more roommates.
Damn. But how do you guys get alone time?
Own room.
Got it.
Yeah.
You just keep it quiet.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think Trump could do to make the other side like him? Let's get political here.
Yeah, please. What could he do?
What could Trump do to make the libs like him? Because I think he's great, and I don't understand why they don't like him.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the problem? All of his ideas are just so inclusive. It's, you know.
Yeah, so what's he got? What do you think there's – it's? Do you think it's even possible? Like, what if he – yeah, do you think it's possible for him to do something to change their opinion of him? Or do you think it's too little too late?
I'd like to think that there's something, you know, a tape releases of him going down on a lady and he's being really nice about it and he's doing all the right things. Like him just being very caring during sex.
Him being a gentleman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, him holding hands with, I don't know.
If he put out like the best apology video ever and saying like, I'm a Democrat now, I'm changed man, and just... I don't think there's anything he can do. I think there's so much hatred towards him.
Yeah. If he shaved his head and got jacked, though.
That would help. People would be like, what's going on here?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but yeah, he would... You know what? He would need to physically change himself to show people that he's changed.
Yeah.
If he just said the right things, it wouldn't work. He'd have to shave his head, get jacked. Yeah, stop dyeing his skin.
Yeah.
Stop the fake tan.
Yeah.
Would you ever do a fake tan?
Probably. I'd try it. But yeah. It would just look terrible.
If you started hitting a tanning bed, that'd be another funny physical change.
Yeah.
If you got fat and tan at the same time,
that's
your views would double.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start getting some phone calls from
the value of Friday beers would double too.
Yeah.
You'd be rich.
Barry Katz would be calling me. Say you're up. Hey kid.
You're the next Nick Swardson.
Yeah.
Barry Katz, I used to produce his podcast.
Oh, really?
He had a podcast called Industry Standard. And he would have big Hollywood executives, actors come on and basically tell their story of how they became successful. And when I moved here, when I was your age, I was in that role right there where Joel's sitting and I was producing it for $50 an episode. That included, it was $50 to come and set up equipment every time, bring in my own equipment, set it up and edit it. Jewish guy.
Who was the coolest person you met through that?
There were a lot of cool people, but they just looked at me as like the help. So I didn't make any connections or anything. I was very much dismissed by the talent that walked in there. But Neil Brennan was in once, Jane Moore, the guy who wrote Everyone Loves Raymond, the guy who wrote and created Everyone Loves Raymond. I think one of the Seinfeld producers was on there. There was a lot of well-connected individuals.
That's very cool.
But, yeah, I always felt like I was just, like, the little maid or something. They viewed me as, like, the Home Depot worker.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really care to learn my name. They're just like, $50, will you come paint my room? I'm like, okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Got it.
You ever hired people from the Home Depot lot?
No. I'll go by and throw rocks at them, but I won't hire them.
You're a naughty boy. Interns, do you have them?
Yes.
You like them?
Yeah, they're great.
What do they do for you?
They'll help out with just like getting shit for sketches, and they do everything for everyone, kind of.
PA type stuff.
Yeah, a lot of PA type stuff.
Unpaid or paid?
Paid.
Paid? And do they ever feel weird because you're 24? Like, I don't want to intern for a 24-year-old.
They're not really like my intern. It's just the company's intern.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. I mean, most of them are my age or a couple years younger.
Yeah.
So I don't really ask them.
Do you think you can get me an internship?
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like old interns do better.
Yeah.
They like try harder. They're more motivated. People kind of like respect them and move them up the ranks faster.
Yeah, they'll suck and fuck their way to the top.
Yeah, I'll do whatever it takes. Who's the CEO?
Jack Barrett.
Jack Barrett.
Yeah.
I like that name.
Yeah, it's strong name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is he a nice guy?
Yeah, he's the best.
Nice to everyone.
Yeah.
Treats everyone with respect.
Yeah.
Doesn't make anyone feel little.
No.
Not even the interns.
Nope. That's makes, cool. Makes me feel big when I talk to him. It's nice.
Makes you feel big? Like yeah, he hypes you up?
Yeah, he hypes me up.
That's cool. How did he find you again?
So his little brother, Max, younger by like a year, found me and Angus separately just making sketches online.
Got it.
And then they flew us out for a weekend.
Did you already have like a bit of a following though?
No, nothing.
No following.
So Angus did. Angus was got big on his own terms, was already very popular on TikTok and stuff. But I, no, not at all. I had sub 10,000 followers probably.
Yeah.
Sub 5 probably too.
Wow.
But I just had one video that did really well.
So you had a lot of raw talent compared to Angus. Angus was kind of like an industry boy, like building up a following, like here's the right algorithm and hashtag, and you just, you had a raw ability that he wishes he had.
No, he has the raw ability that I know, but yeah. He's so good at acting, and I was never...
You're not a thespian.
No, and I never really thought...
Are you learning from Angus?
Yeah.
Does he do, be like, hey, try it like this, and you're like,
yeah,
good idea.
Because when I moved out here and we started making shit together... Mm-hmm. It was pretty clear to me that I was not, I couldn't do what he could do. And I was like, I should probably get pretty good at this.
What's a good acting tip?
I heard one that was in, when you're sitting and you're not talking in the scene, it's hard to like listen when you know what they're saying. So just, it sounds like if you're just listing off shit in your head, it's like red, blue, green. It just makes your face look like you're thinking and listening more than just actually.
Interesting.
So I do that sometimes. It's nice.
But that doesn't even matter too much because you can just go to the close-up of the guy if you're doing the wrong thing with
exactly.
your face.
Exactly, yeah. And then Fabo gave me a great tip one time.
Who is this?
Tyler Fabo. So
director.
He's phenomenal.
Good at lighting. Who does the lighting?
Oh, that's so lighting and Joe Pomeroy is a producer, and then Matt Teepold does all of our DP and color stuff.
He's good.
He's fucking
Matt
man.
Teepold?
Yeah, Canadian fella.
Damn.
But one time I was... doing a sketch with Tyler and I was like talking like this and like moving he's like nobody fucking moves their face when they talk
so you're like, too much
yeah I was like yeah it's true I was always doing too much I was overacting a lot so once that's not the worst problem to have though because once you realize that you can just kind of like dial it back
yeah if it's almost better to be not enough I feel like
yeah
like when you watch movie stars they kind of always make you like lean in like give me something
yeah
they're almost not given enough
yeah
that's like the secret because when you do too much some people might really love it, but some people, you might piss them off.
Yeah.
But when you don't give them enough, everyone's kind of like, okay, it is what it is.
Yeah. Looking like you're not trying is better than someone looking at you and thinking he's trying so fucking hard.
Yeah. No one likes a try hard pussy.
Yeah.
Anyone who tries hard is a little bitch pussy.
That's what I would say to the kids in my high school. Dunk them back.
Were you a drama kid?
No, I was. I did drama in elementary school. I went to a Catholic elementary school and I did drama club for a couple of years there. Really liked it, but then just stopped, went to public middle school and then public high school. I didn't do any drama.
I went to a private Jewish elementary school, and I begged my parents to send me to the public middle school.
Yeah, me too. And I did the same thing.
Yeah, so I got to go to the public middle school, and then I got in trouble and went to a military high school.
What'd you do?
I called my mom a bitch a bunch of times.
Really?
I was like, you're not the boss of me, bitch. Like that. I was like Eminem kind of. Yeah.
And they sent you away for that?
Mm-hmm.
How was military fucking school?
Military school, at the time, I hated it and would cry and beg to come home. But looking back, it was awesome.
Why was it awesome?
I was in great shape.
True.
I was disciplined. I learned a lot of valuable skills. It made me into a man. It shaped me in a lot of ways. They would shave my head. It made me hard. Mm. I was hard. Now I'm a soft little boy, but then I was a hard 13-year-old man. And it was just kind of badass when you think about it. Like 13-year-old shipped away to New Mexico, military school.
New Mexico?
Yeah, I was in Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh,
alien
shit.
Capital, yeah. UFO capital of the world. Working out every day at 6 a.m., shaving my head once a week. Learning how to march, learning all these military stuff, Army Preparatory High School. Like, name a cooler 13-year-old than me.
Can't Jaden Smith when he was 13, maybe.
Who's that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's you. that's all you did? You called your mom a bitch?
Like, a lot, though. There was no...
Like, over time, you were doing it.
Yeah, it was, like, years of butting heads, can't be in the same room with each other, just full-on... Me being just, I mean, you know, who's to say, I'm not saying that she didn't deserve some of it, but a lot of disrespect just was hard to be in the same household. You know what I mean?
What about your dad?
he was more like, I was just out of control. That's the thing. They couldn't, there was no punishment they could give me to make me get in line. I was not getting in line.
Yeah.
Because I was such a rambunctious man. I was such a rebellious man. So I had to go to military school.
What was the weirdest thing that happened at military school?
Weirdest thing? There was a lot of segregation and homophobia. There was, like, Mexicans hung out with just the Mexicans. Blacks hung out with the blacks. Whites hung out with the whites. There was one guy who came out of closet who would get beat up all the time.
Oof.
Yeah, this was 2003, 2004. Back then, there was a little more homophobia than there is now, or I guess a lot more.
Yeah.
And it was also a military school in Roswell, New Mexico. There was a lot of pent-up aggression. There was 10% women, but the women that went to the school were, like, hardcore.
Yeah.
They were butch.
Also, after 9/11, were you thinking, like, I'm doing a service to my country. I'm going to go over there and get them back.
I didn't, but they did brainwash you to want to join the military. Mm. Like, I don't know what the percentage is, but I know that when I left, I was like, I'm joining the Marines.
Really?
Yeah.
And then what was the switch when you didn't?
Basically, I had the Marine recruiters come to my house when I was 17 and to get my parents to sign the papers for me to join a year early. She started crying. Wouldn't sign them. And there was another reason why I hated her. I was like, you wouldn't even let me join the Marines. I'm trying to serve my country. And then in between 17 and 18, I got my first blowjob.
Right.
Kissed a girl, smoked weed. And by the time 18 came around and I was able to join, I was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Then I can't smoke all this weed and get all these blowjobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the, if you have a kid out there that wants to join the military and you're kind of anti-military, get him a blowjob.
True.
And he or probably won't want
to
join.
Just give him head yourself if you have to.
Just give him head.
Or he's going to get blown up in a fucking Humvee. What would you rather?
Do you want your kid to live or do you want him to come?
So.
No, but this actually, I genuinely believe this. If you're a mom out there that and your kid wants to join the military and you don't want them to, hire an escort off the internet and have them, like, secretly give them head.
That's a great little idea for a movie. Maybe change it from military to school shooter. A mom thinks that her son is going to shoot up a school.
That it's is like a great one.
And she's...
Let's make this.
Yeah. We'll just do, like, a Tarantino style on Columbine, where the moms get together and have their sons all get in an orgy. And then they show up to school the next day, and they're like, shit, we're not doing this shit.
I actually genuinely think that'd be a great movie, that would be a great short film. I think it has all the things in it to go viral. It's also funny.
Yeah.
It's just a funny idea.
Yeah.
And then who would play, who do you see, if you close your eyes, pick a shooter, anyone. I guess we don't know people that young.
Yeah, it would have to be like a young.
You'd have to cast someone because I don't know anyone, any high school kids anymore.
Or maybe someone in the early, I could probably pull off a shooter.
But you think you're young enough? I think someone's here if you want to get them and tell them about 10 minutes.
No. It would have to look real authentic.
You could be like an older brother to the shooter, maybe.
Yeah, and I beat the fuck out of him. I'm really homophobic towards him.
Do you think I'm old enough to play a dad of a high school shooter or not really?
No, but you could be...
A teacher?
The cool teacher who's like, hey.
Or the dick teacher that makes him wants to shoot me.
Yeah.
I'd like to play the villain.
Yeah, the young teacher that creepily flirts with high school chicks.
Yes.
And is like... Mean to the weird kids to try to get the approval of the high school girls.
Yes, he's like, fuck that, I hate that guy.
Dude, we should cut this and save this. Nobody take this fucking idea.
I actually think it's good. I think if you don't make it, I will. If we don't make it, I will.
Have you ever seen The Dirties?
Mm-mm. What's that?
It's I think his name's Matt Johnson. Maybe I'm fucking that up. But it's a movie about two kids planning a school shooting, and it's just really dark comedy.
It's a comedy?
Yeah.
Maybe I've heard about this.
It's fucking great. Highly recommend watching it.
Is an indie, right?
Yeah.
I think I did see this a long time ago.
Yeah. Two Canadian dudes made it.
Yes, I did see this.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It's so fucking great.
Yeah, this will be kind of like that, but a little less dark, I'd say.
Yeah. It's just a lot more.
And hopefully can save some lives if people just copied this idea, because I actually genuinely believe in the idea, too.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a funny movie, but if every school shooter got a blowjob, I bet you would save a lot of lives.
Yeah. If you go to the nurse's office, and the nurse is also just responsible for jacking the sad kids off.
Hey, if you see a kid and you're suspect, just saying, you could be a hero. Yeah.
You want a cough drop or you want to count?
You could be a hero. Where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line?
I don't know. Comedy-wise?
Yeah.
If it's... It has to be genuinely funny. And you have to... It has to at least be structured like a joke, I think. I think you can do whatever you want, but it has to be funny.
Got it. So you draw the line when it's not funny.
Yeah, because there's people... When I was doing open mics in Boston... Where they're going up and trying to be edgy and being like, "You can't say this anymore." Mm-hmm. Like, no, you can say it. You're just saying it. You're not doing like the setup.
But what about the argument is open mics are where you go to go do the non-funny? You're trying to be funny, right? Like, does someone get a pass if it's an open mic? It's like, listen, hey, this was just I'm here to try it out.
That's true, but if there's a joke, if I can see that it's in a joke, even if the joke's god awful, whatever, it was a joke. Mm-hmm. But if there's no joke and you're just going up there being like, fucking.
Yeah, N-word a bunch of times, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good rule.
What about you? So,
no line.
No line?
Yeah, say.
Fuck, I feel like a hack again.
When someone says crazy shit and no one laughs and you're just like, what were they trying to do? I love it.
Oh, I love it. Trust me, it's my favorite thing is when I get to see that shit.
Yeah.
There was one the other day.
But that's where you drop for you.
Myself, yeah.
Yeah.
For others, I hope.
Do you still do open mics?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not as much as I used to, but I will sometimes.
I did one the other night, one of the ones where you pay $5, and I walked out feeling very bad about myself.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah, it's not great.
But it's good. It's humbling.
Yeah. The other day at open mics, somebody was up there, and they pointed at one of the Asian guys that was waiting to go up. They're like, what are you, Japanese? I was like, what the fuck? He goes, no, I'm Chinese. And he goes, yeah, whatever. And I was like, I looked back at the guy and he was like, the fuck, dude? I don't know. There's 8 dudes here. Why are you doing this? Who the fuck is this for?
I kind of just, now that you say that, the $5 open mic, there was a guy who was a homosexual. And so I just like kept asking him questions about being a homosexual.
Curious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he responding?
He was nice about it. He was chill. Have you ever had your heart broken?
Yeah, I think so. Probably.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I was, but it's like 16, 17.
Yeah, do you have any heartbreak tips?
Jack off and think about it again.
I'm going through a heartbreak.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
That's different, though. That's adult heartbreak. That's so real. Were you, you know? Real.
It's so real.
Yeah.
Yeah, what should I do?
Do like go take mushrooms with your friends.
I'm taking mushrooms tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yeah. Wait, today's Friday. Yeah, tomorrow.
Where are you going?
I'm doing it with a therapist. I'm doing like a medical mushroom trip. 5 grams of mushrooms, 1 gram of MDMA.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be nuts. I'm scared.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've done a lot of mushrooms before, I take it.
Not that. I think I've done like a couple grams. I'm doing 5 grams tomorrow.
Yeah. That's going to be fun as fuck, especially with a professional there to help you. Most I've done is like 4.
Even that's a lot. Yeah, I've
never done that. And I lost my fucking mind. So.
Yeah, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
You'll be a new guy.
Oh, is that good? Do you think it'll make me funnier or less funny?
I don't think it will affect that.
Okay.
I think it'll just, you'll be like, oh, yeah, about a couple things.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Nothing matters.
Is there anything in your life that I could help you with, any issues or problems that you're going through?
Probably.
You seem like a happy guy, but everyone's got something.
Yeah, I'm genuinely happy, but the discipline thing. I need to get in the gym.
You need willpower?
Yeah, I need willpower.
Okay, here it is. Stop working out, and every day before when you wake up, like while you're still in bed, get in like a watch motivational TikToks. Type in hashtag motivation and watch them for like 10 minutes, and you'll get up and you'll be pumped.
That's a great idea.
Have you tried that?
No, but
it works.
I've done the opposite where I'm scrolling TikTok before I go to sleep. And then David Goggins comes on, and I'm like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, bad timing.
And then I wake up, and I'm like, nah, fuck that.
You're almost there. You do it on the wake up, not on the sleep part.
Yeah, wake up's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to plug before you get out of here?
Almost Friday podcast, Almost Friday TV on Instagram. Gonna be in Seattle and Tacoma. Seattle the 26th, Tacoma the 27th, Luke Knoll.
Awesome.
Come out.
okay, God bless you. Thanks for coming on the podcast. Hope to see you more.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Big fan.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You're listening to
Unlicensed
Therapy with Ari Manis.
Ari Manis.